time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Ravens rookie kicker Tyler Luke met with the media following the stadium practice on Sunday.
First time. We've come to the stadium a few times with the specialists and just got some work in. So that was really fun. But yeah, just getting around the environment like this again was a blast. I mean, it's been, seven, eight months since I played in the game, and it just feels good to be back. It's super exciting.
You hit some long ones today. How good did it feel to knock down a 60-yard, I think, 56?
Yeah, it was good. You know, one thing that we've talked a lot about right now is just going through the process kicking, like, day by day. So right now, our goal is just match good foot-to-ball contact and pick our targets and hit it there. And just trust our lines, trust our targets. You know, I'm super fortunate. I got Nick and Jordan, who are incredible. Make my job really fun and really easy. So getting out here and is wild.
Tyler, impressions of the stadium, fans, just kind of the environment thing.
It's beautiful. Beautiful stadium, beautiful environment. Love the purple. I love the purple. It looks beautiful. It's been really cool just getting around it. It's fun being around the people who have been down here before the renovations and getting down here. Like, oh, this looks really cool now. So that was fun, and the fans are great. I mean, just such a passionate city for football, and it's really just a big blessing to be a part of it.
Notice you playing to the fans that sometimes, you know, kind of trying to get them loud at one point.
Oh, I just having fun, right? One thing we talk about is just staying loose, staying fun, and just enjoying it. Because really, like, this is such a short time for us, and the more we can just control, we control. And one of those things is our emotions and our response to things. And so if I can get out there and just have fun, I mean, that's special and a big thing for me. So just enjoying it.
Tyler, you've been obviously working side by side with John all summer.
Yeah.
And getting cut yesterday. Does that change anything for you as you look ahead?
You know, we talk a lot about, like I said a little bit, just control what you can control. And that's not in my control, but what is in my control was when he was here, competing with him, man, being friendly with him. I mean, he made me better, like, no doubt. He was a guy, just being around him, who's extremely process-driven. He is as good as they come, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with him and his career. I think he's got a good shot. And, man, I'm just super thankful to him. He made me a lot better. But now it's time to just focus what we can control, and that's, like, we've talked about our process, like, match good foot to ball, pick your targets, and hit it, and have fun.
So how much are you going to get down here a lot more during the season, or before the season starts, because the sight line is so much different than it is out at Performance Center?
Can you repeat the first part of that question?
Sure. Are you going to get a chance to get down here a lot more before the season starts because the sight line is so much different?
Yeah, I think we've talked about that, just getting down here a little bit. You know, that's part of my job is being able to go adapt to stadiums, right? Like, when we go on the road, I'm not going to kick there a whole lot. So that's why it's so important to us to just focus on exactly what we can do and smashing good foot to ball and hitting a solid ball. It was fun. It's fun to get down here a few times, like we've gotten to, especially on a day like today, and then come back on Thursday for the game. So it'd be really cool.
How much better do you feel now than you did when you first showed up at rookie minicamp? And in what ways would you say that you've improved?
Yeah, I feel great. I think developing my process here has been a big thing that Randy, Coach Harbaugh, Chris Horton, and the other specialists we've talked about. Developing a process to feel confident in my swing, my mechanics, and the operation. And just building that over the past 4 months has been really awesome. You know, with Nick, Jordan, and John, like, we worked really hard on developing and building that. So there's just a level of confidence that comes with that, and it's just really exciting.
Can you describe what developing your process, what's that mean exactly?
Yeah, so every kick is its own thing, right? So you want to make sure there are certain things that are absolutely in my control when it comes to how far I am from the ball, what targets I'm picking, where I'm matching foot to ball contact, how I'm finishing downfield. Like, those things are in my control. And so mentally, just going through that in a kick is my process, right? How we get ready for things, how we approach meetings, how we approach the weight room, how we approach the field, all that stuff is part of that process. And so learning from Nick and Jordan has been big time for me.
Tyler, the 60-yarder that you made, what kind of goes through your head in that moment when you make it, and obviously, you know, the crowd had a pretty good reaction.
Yeah. Man, once the ball leaves my foot, there's nothing I can do, and so it's fun to see the fruits of your labor, right? Like, go through your process and you hit all of your objectives, the ball goes where you want it, and it's a good feeling. And just being with the team in that moment, because it's a cool thing to hit that field goal, so that was really fun and exciting.
No, right away, like, yeah. That's...
Yeah, yeah. Second level, like, there we go.
Yeah. I know what you said about John, but do you take it as a show of faith from the organization that you're the only guy in here right now, you're the only kicker?
I don't know. It's just one of those things out of my control. Like you said, like, dude, John's awesome. So, I'm focusing on me now, and what I'm competing with is myself. Like, that's been, I'm very, very self-driven in that area and compete with myself. You know, I think the organization had faith in both of us, and yeah, just really excited to move forward.
I know the kicking community, it's like a fraternity.
Yes.
Are there other kickers around the league or whatnot that, like, are reaching out to you, you've reached out to, anything like that?
Just a little bit. Yeah. You know, we all get a chance to work together in the off season. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys who were coming out this year who I got to train with and work with and be around. So that was really fun. And then some of the older veterans, like, fun story, I had to talk to Will Lutz, who, as you guys may know, was here a long time ago. So I just got to chat with him a little bit, and that was cool. But yeah, no, the kicking community is like a fraternity, and it's really cool. So it'd be fun to see guys on the field before games, just get to chat with them.
Yeah, you're coming into a situation, obviously, you're replacing, you know, possibly replacing one of the all-time greats at this position.
Right.
Do you feel any additional pressure in doing that?
Not really. I think it can be pressure if you focus on it, but if we're focused on what I can control, my process, all that stuff, like, it's one of those things, right? Like, Tuck is incredible. I would say he is the greatest of all time at this position. And he got there by being process-oriented, right? Picking his targets, hitting his targets. And that's, you know, something Randy and I have talked a lot about is, hey, we're going to build your process, we're going to stick to it, and we're going to go out and do the best we can do with that.
Tyler, thank you so much, Tyler.